In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Friday, my family, we sat down together to our Lenten non-meat meal, and the kids said, "Wow, I can't believe that Lent is almost over." And I had to give them the hard news that it's not almost over, it's only halfway over. Meat Chink was just on Wednesday. And it does get a little harder to keep your focus after 20 days have passed, to keep your eyes on the prize, to stay focused on God, on repentance, on good works, 20 days in. And our Lord and our church tradition, they seem to know this, and that's why they place the parable of the unjust judge and the persistent widow at the midpoint of Lent, which we are in now. Because we need them most. And these two characters, the persistent widow and the unjust judge, they teach us timely lessons about persistence, but as well as humility, while we're in the thick of Lent and in the thick of our busy and distracted lives. So, as we know by now, the first and only way that these stories tend to matter is to read yourself into them. That yes, Jesus tells a story of a persistent widow and an unjust judge, but there is a persistent widow and an unjust judge, and it's you and it's me. Let's start with the usual way we look at this parable, and let's step into the shoes of the persistent widow. As you recall, the widow that Jesus tells us about, she's been done wrong in some way, but she simply won't quit bringing her case to the judge. The judge doesn't care about her, we're told. And he doesn't care about doing right, we're told. But she's so persistent that he eventually just relents and justice is served. And so we're supposed to be like this widow in our lives, in our prayers. Be persistent, hopeful, never give up on what is good, no matter what obstacles come in our way. And my little self-test, which I fail all the time about patience and persistence, is this. How do I deal with the little bureaucracies in my life? How do you deal with them? The health insurance company, the pest control people, the AC people. No one answers your calls. No one returns your calls. If they do, they aren't able to, they're not speaking your language. Or they aren't empowered to help you. I have so little patience in these small things, and yet this widow had patience and persistence in much greater things with her life on the line, and she had very little power in her day. And somehow, she harnessed the frustration that no one is listening or responding and used it to take the long view, not giving in to the setbacks, not giving in to the failures, and not allowing herself to lose hope. That kind of attitude leads so often to good results. For her, for us, think about all the heroic people that we remember in history. Think of the most revered businessmen and investors and statesmen. We tend to remember just their great successes, but these successes came about because they persevered after failure upon failure. Thomas Edison is an example for you. He's still the inventor of one of the most famous things in the world, the light bulb. But people forget that he attempted the light bulb about 1,000 times before he got it right. And when a reporter asked him, they said, "How did it feel to fail 1,000 times?" And Edison said, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps." Our Lord and the widow of this story remind us that following Christ is a way of 1,000 steps, often missteps, but always on the way to a greater end. So the first lesson for today we get by stepping into the persistent widow's shoes is to be persistent in following Christ. Whatever the results, whatever the obstacles, we are promised justice in the end. So that's one lesson. There's an equally important lesson that we don't tend to dwell on. Usually it just stops there. But when Jesus tells stories, as we just said, they're stories about you, You and I are not just the persistent widow and shouldn't just try to be that. We are also the unjust judge. You can tell why people don't read themselves into this part of the story, because the unjust judge was unjust. It said he didn't listen to God or care about God. He didn't care about other people. He was hard-hearted. And he wasn't righteous. So it's understandable that we don't want to see ourselves as stubborn and cold-hearted as this. But it's worse than that, actually. The very next parable that Jesus tells is like a continuation of this bad character, where we meet the egocentric Pharisee. He's the one that dares to come into church where you're supposed to be humble, and his prayer is a monologue. He says something like, "I thank you, God, that I'm not like these other people who are corrupt and thieves and adulterers, or this tax collector. I fast 2 times a week. I give a tenth of my income. I. The judge and the Pharisee are like a caricature, two sides of the coin of our ego, our hard-heartedness, our judgmentalism, our indifference, which I think, if we're honest, we all have inside of us and tends to blind us from seeing God and others beyond ourselves. Well, that's where the persistence of God is like the persistent widow. We're the unjust judge, but God keeps on talking, and he keeps on knocking on the door of our closed hearts and our minds with his mercy and with his love and his grace, and he won't stop. And that's why throughout Lent, we have to keep on shedding things in ways that keep us from hearing this persistent word of God, who begs us to listen to his voice and do his will, to get over ourselves and to get under his sovereign will, who knows the way that we don't. And so your Bible and our tradition is full of examples of this. Remember Jonah, who runs in the opposite direction of God. He drowns in his own predicament before God's voice is finally heard from the belly of a whale from the very bottom of the sea. Think of Saul, the prototype of an unjust judge and a Pharisee who persecuted the early Christians. Then one day he's knocked off his horse and blinded before he comes to see and hear the ways of God, and by that he transforms the entire world. And think of King Dertot and the conversion of Armenia, how he nearly lost all his lands and his people and his sanity. He tortures St. Gregory within inches of his life before he finally hears this persistent, relentless word of God that would change his life and that of all of our people forever. And so then, let's let this persistent widow and the unjust judge, let's let Jonah and Saul and Dertot be our guides as we pass through this midpoint of Lent. And let's take their lessons so that they'll transform our lives. Because whatever the obstacles or appearances, let's never, ever, ever give up on our faith and in doing good. And let us constantly humble ourselves to hear and follow that small, persistent voice of God, which is how we become truly great. Now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.